The move to take wolves off the federal endangered list comes as the state deals with a surprisingly large population, 450 to 520 wolves compared to a management goal of just 350 animals. Adrian Weidevin, a DNR conservation biologist, says the number is high enough that delisting makes sense.
We feel we're at the point that the population is healthy and no longer needs to be listed as federally endangered or threatened, and the state is ready to take over the management.
Managing wolves is like being thrown to the wolves in the arena of public opinion. Some people want to see them eliminated, like one critic from Iron County who called into a recent Wisconsin Public Radio talk show.
I don't know of anybody that's for wolves. We'd wish they wouldn't be here. We had an unusual poor harvest of deer this year. It seems to me that the people down south, that the only time they see a wolf is in a zoo, are for them. But up here, we're not.
There are others who love wolves, like Marie Erickson, a volunteer animal tracker from Price County.
I have been right next to wolves. I've been right next to pups. And the experience is just something that's, there's words that just can't describe it. And that doesn't mean that I don't believe that there's a limit, but I believe that we can exist together.
Weidevin says that while wolves are an important part of the ecosystem, controlling the animals is a must. In April, the state received a federal permit that allows problem wolves to be trapped or killed. All it takes is a call.
We'll have somebody at the site within 48 hours to investigate and provide advice, and if it's a situation where wolves are coming on the private land, we can have the wolf trapped and removed.
Weidevin says that if wolves are taken off the federal endangered and threatened list, the DNR would have more flexibility controlling problem animals while implementing a made-for-Wisconsin management plan. Glenn Moberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.